This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The typical or median price of a house in America has just gone above the $300,000 mark for the first time. And this is actually an opportunity for older communities with cheaper houses to attract younger residents. From the Marketplace Hub in the IdeaStream newsroom in Cleveland, Adrian Ma explains.
The city of Willowick, about a half hour from Cleveland, is facing a slow-moving crisis. Its population of 14,000 is getting older, and young people aren't moving there.
And in 10 years, we're going to have a shortage of people to support the businesses that exist here.
Mark Rantala heads the region's Economic Development Agency, and he's giving me a tour of a one-and-a-half-story bungalow he figures is worth about 60 grand. Like most homes around here, it was built shortly after World War II, so the style is a little dated, like something you'd see on a black-and-white TV show. I mean, don't get me wrong, the houses are in decent shape.
But you don't have the concept that would be attractive to millennials as a place to live.
That's why Lake County is spending $100,000 to gut the place and rebuild it into what they're calling a millennial smart home.
We're going to take out this wall right here.
It's also putting up a website to show the renovation process step by step, like one of those fixer-upper programs. The hope is that'll inspire young folks to move here and renovate their own. Melissa Blask is an architectural designer who's working on the project.
This house just has, it's got good bones.
I would say the house looks old. You're being very diplomatic.
It's showing its age.
But Blask says the redone version will have a modern layout and the latest technology, which sounds good, but here's the problem. A recent survey by the National Association of Realtors found that half of millennial homebuyers bought new homes to avoid renovation. So can they be converted into home improvers? As it turns out, that's already starting to happen.
I mean, millennials are not acting by choice, but by necessity.
Neela Richardson is chief economist at Redfin. She says with affordable homes in short supply and credit getting more expensive, the only way in for many aspiring homeowners
is to bid and buy on the homes that nobody wants and then turn it into the home of your dreams.
It's a strategy that could become more common if housing prices continue to climb. In Cleveland, I'm Adrian Ma for Marketplace.